Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to RiskFeesTaxes.com radio show. Daniel and Raz are here to talk to you about how can we save you money? Because if you pay less in risk, less in fees, and less in taxes, you keep more of your money. That's always a good thing.
Yeah, if you want to get rid of these three retirement killers to improve everything else in your life.
So what's an opportunity today? So right now, today, there's a great opportunity to refinance. Not refinance your mortgage. Refinance your mortgage may not be a great idea because you might be at a 3% and the new rates are 5 or 6 or 7%.
So refinance your retirement. How can you refinance your retirement? You know, when interest rates are low, we all heard of that, right? Refinance your house because rates are low and you can exchange a higher interest rate mortgage for a lower interest rate mortgage. But when rates are high, and they are still high, I know they've been going down, but they're still high relative to what they were a few years ago.
So you want to exchange your low interest rate investments for higher interest rate investments.
Exactly. So if you have a CD or a money market account or a bond or a annuity.
And you might have already done some of that, have really good rates right now, but as rates start going down, there's going to be limited opportunities going forward. So lock them in. How do you lock them in?
Well, you can lock in a bank or an insurance company for a much longer rate, for a much longer time. And we run into this, I ran across this just the other day. I had somebody, she had about $2 million in CDs. It was all the CDs, and she was great. She was earning like 5% on a lot of them, and problem is they were about to expire. And so she said, well, I need to replace these with something. All right, well, let's replace them with another CD. Well, another CD is now paying 4% instead of 5% or whatever it was at the time. So she has that. It's still pretty good, but the problem is it's only going to be for another year or so. And what do we think is going to happen over the next year or 2 years or 3 years? Interest rates are probably going to continue to decrease. And so because of that, you're not going to get the same rate in the near future. So a lot of people are hesitant or they're afraid of getting a longer term interest rate, but it's locking the institution in. There's always ways that you could get out if you need to, but they have to provide that interest for a long period of time. One of the best ways is with some kind of annuity. It could be a growth annuity where you're not taking a pension, you're just getting some kind of income, and that's similar to a CD, but maybe may pay a much higher interest rate. And so you have the opportunity right now to lock an insurance company in for a very long term.
That's not indefinite. I mean, it's not like Social Security, but you can lock in for 10 years. 10 years is kind of the sweet spot where an insurance company can get locked in. If you already have an annuity you bought 3 or 4 years ago, now would be a great time to refinance. You have to take a look at it and make sure and see what kind of surrender charges you have and things like that. But you may be able to offset the surrender charges with a great rate that will recover very quickly and lock the insurance company for a long period of time. If you have a 7, 8, or 9, or 10 year annuity, then you definitely should be refinancing. Thinking about it. Don't let it sit and ride. Don't ignore the situation. You have a great opportunity now.
Yeah, and as before rates drop anymore, you see what you can do and refinance your retirement. And there's a lot of good tools that we have. I mean, there's several hundred different options available depending on the client.
So let's talk about the mechanics a little bit. Yeah. Well, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, make an appointment. We can evaluate your annuity. We have some great software and tools. We have access to over 2,600 different annuities that have already been issued and that are available now. So we can compare what you have with what's available. So we're not trying to sell one specific type of annuity. We want to actually analyze and show you what options you have.
And we get a question a lot when we say to people, well, why don't you think of this about this annuity? It's going to give you a much higher return, most likely, than a CD over time, and has no chance of loss. So people say, well, that's too good to be true. How could that be? How does it work? How does the insurance company make money? How do you make money? And how is there any left for me to make money on this product? So let's talk about how that works.
Yeah, let's talk about the mechanics. Take the annuity apart and figure out what makes it tick.
It's not rocket science. The insurance company will take your premium, your deposit. So let's say you have $1 million you're going to put into this account. They're going to take this $1 million and they'll invest it in long-term investments, usually some kind of high-grade corporate bonds, but some other types of alternative investments as well.
Is that really any different from a bank? Not really.
Not particularly.
Because the banks do the same thing. They'll take your deposit, put in a CD, and they're going to promise you a certain amount of interest rate.
Yep.
But that's not what they're making on it. If they're going to give you 5% interest on a CD for a year, they're making a lot more than that.
Exactly. And the banks are lending out to consumers. And so that is higher risk. That's why we often say that insurance companies, we believe, are safer than banks. Because insurance companies are generally not doing the consumer lending there. But the bank, and that kind of is a great answer to the question we also get is, how are there no fees being charged? There's got to be a fee somehow.
Right.
Well, what is the fee on your CD, on your certificate of deposit? What is your fee on your savings account? There's no fee on those accounts. Well, how do they make money? Well, arbitrage. They're earning more than they're paying you, right?
Yeah.
So same thing with an insurance company. When you put your money in, say you put this $1 million into the growth annuity, they invested in long-term corporate bonds or whatever. And let's just make things simple. Let's say they earn 7% as their long-term rate. All right, great. So now they earn their 7%. They're going to take some money out for commissions, some money out for operating costs, some money out for their own profits. And let's say they have 4% left now. So now that 4%, that's what they give you. So you have a fixed rate of 4%. Again, this is an example. The rates change daily. So you know, we're not using this as a promise of setting specific rates, but this is just how it works. So let's just say they have 4% they're giving you. You have a choice. If you get a fixed only annuity, you get that 4%. That's what you get every year. But if it's a fixed index annuity, you have a choice between that fixed rate or a market linked rate. And how do they determine that? Well, they take the 4% that they would have given you in cash, and instead they buy options on the S&P or some other market index.
So what that means is your money is not actually in the market, but the interest that they were going to pay you buys an option on the market. And if the market goes up, then you get credited the option. And there's different crediting methods. We'll go into that in a minute.
So how do options work, Rez? What does that even mean?
Let's say I think that the S&P 500 is going to go up. And I pay a little bit of money now, but I'm not actually buying the S&P 500. I'm just buying an option.
So somebody else who owns the S&P is
gets that money,
selling this option to you.
Yeah, they get that money. They get to spend the money, but they get to keep their stocks there. And then a year from now, if the stock market has gone up substantially, then I can exercise that option and get the benefit. That means I never actually own the stock, but I can resell the stock at a higher amount and make the difference. So that's really what the insurance company is doing. They're buying an option and they're never actually owning the stock. They're just reselling that option or the stock at that higher price and taking the profits and giving it to you.
And with a certain amount of budget that they have that's coming in every year, this 4% in my example, that's what they're spending on the options. And so people say, well, if the cap is 8% or 9% or 7% cap or 5% cap, then that's the most I can earn. Does that mean the insurance company is keeping the rest of the market growth? No, because they're buying whatever options they can buy for that option budget. And sometimes you can't buy the whole market for that budget.
Yeah, sort of like if you're going to the gas station, you only have a $50 bill. I mean, depends on what the gas prices are. You could maybe fill up your car, or maybe you only get 3/4 of a tank full. It depends on the gas prices. You still have the same $50. You're still spending the same money. And that's the insurance company. They have the same money to spend. It just depends on what the costs are.
And that's why, and that's the major reason why you sometimes see the rates and caps fluctuate each year, even on existing annuities. So if you had an annuity that from 3 or 4 years ago, you may not be exactly the same cap as what it started with, but it's going to be pretty close. That is because the options budget is pretty much the same, but the amount that they can buy for that options budget changes each year.
And that's what brings us back to what we started with. Now is a good time to look at annuities because interest rates are higher, so they have more money to spend on the option. You're locking them in for a long period of time.
So the options budget that you're getting with this new annuity contract is going to be much bigger than it would have been from a contract from a few years ago.
Yeah, just a few years ago, the cap may have been only 2.5% on the S&P 500. Well, that's pretty lousy now. But back then it was okay.
And it might be three times as high or even more, depending on the time that you get it and which company you pick and all that. There are other strategies as well. Some of the more low volatility indexes, they don't have any caps on it.
They have a participation. And participation works a little bit different than a cap. What that means is you're going to participate with that index how much? You can be 50%. So that means if the index goes up by 10%, you get 50% of that. It's 5%. Or you could be participating at 150%. That means if it goes up by 10, you get 15%. So different low volatility indexes, and they are called ERCs or something like that.
ER indexes.
Those may have different crediting methods, and you got to really have somebody that understands the underlying methods of crediting to really give you good advice. Sometimes people say, hey, you can get 230% for participation, but if they're only going to get 1%, that's only 2.3%. So you got to really understand how it's being credited, what's happening, and talking to somebody that really understands. And you know, Daniel, as a lawyer, he loves to read the fine print. So as a tax attorney, he loves to read the fine print. He understands exactly how these things work and is able to give you better information and show you how things are working.
But now is the time. If you already have an annuity, you may want to refinance that because the rates are probably higher than when you got it, unless you got it within the last year or so. But if you had one more, then it's more than a year or two old, then it's worth looking and seeing whether you can refinance it.
And if you have a surrender charge, it may still be worth it, right?
Even if it still costs you a fee to get out of it, there are some companies that will come in and buy out that fee and still give you a higher interest rate. So it's worth looking into. And if you don't have any annuity right now, maybe you have some short-term money though, like CDs or treasuries or bonds that are coming, that are maturing, and you're thinking about where can you invest this and still get a good interest rate but not lose money, you may want to look at a longer-term annuity. Again, the longer you lock the insurance company in for, the longer they have that options budget with today's interest rates. And that could be very useful for you long term.
And what we're talking about is a fixed indexed annuity. So you can look up FIA, Google FIA if you like, fixed index annuities. And they have a lot of different options. It can be very confusing. There's some fees and no fees, and there's some participation and caps and all those things. That's where you need an expert to really break it down for you. And one of the things that we really do is break it down. And as you were saying, a company may pay the fees of the surrender charges in order to get you over. That's called a bonus. So they may pay you a bonus to move to their account. Now, whenever they pay you a bonus, it's not for free, right? They're going to charge you someplace. So they may have a lower caps or lower participation, but it still may be higher than it was with your current annuity. So if your current annuity only has a 2.5% cap, you may get a 20% bonus and have a 5% cap. Well, that's better, right? That's better than 2.5%. So we got to take a look at your specific annuity and your situation. And as a fiduciary, we're going to lay it out and see what's in your best interest. And there's lots of companies. We have access to all of them. And they all have to report to us. We have the software that we can really shop this around and make sure that we get the best options for you.
So again, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we'll schedule a free call. It doesn't cost anything to find out what you can access. And if you already have a existing account that you want us to analyze, we'll be happy to analyze that for you. So again, go to riskfeestaxes.com to make the appointment. And we'll look forward to seeing you there.
And if you've heard all these things about how bad annuities are, how terrible they are, how many fees they are, then ask us those questions. Let's put it down. There's no reason to just accept what people have said. Let's look at the facts.
You need to know why, right?
Yeah.
Why is it that it's good or bad? And we're a fiduciary, so we will explain to you the good and the bad of all these different options. So again, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com.
See you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.